Yo, welcome back. 2017 to Medellin. We back in our living room. It's your host, Bobby Axelrod, and my co-host,
the Kingest of Green Machines. Holla at me.
King Green Machine himself. And you know, we back at it. You know, back at it again. Back in our living room. Back in our original place of being.
Batcave.
You know, Batcave, secret location. We have a special guest today. So lately, we missed a special guest last week. And prior to last week, we had a special guest. But now we have a very, very, very special guest. I've been trying to get her on the show for a very long time.
Since the beginning.
Since the beginning. You know what I'm saying? We even did like a modified podcast in a bar. It lasted 5 minutes, but it was just for us to hear each other's voices. I'm going to introduce her. Her name is Princess D. Mm-hmm. Princess D, say hi. Say hi
Hello,
to the
everyone.
Guests.
How's everyone doing?
Oh, she's shy. She has no idea what she ran into. She's fucked today, by the way, guys.
It's game time.
So, let's just start it off like this. So, today, this Popeye chicken shit has been in a frenzy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been trying to decide how I'm going to package my dick to sell my dick like this Popeye chicken shit.
First of all, you got to tell everybody the story, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to tell everybody the story.
Don't half-ass it.
So, you know, we've been... You know, like, this Popeye's chicken shit, like, this chicken sandwich has been getting out of control. It's been getting out of hand. Like, we've gave them $23 million in free advertisement. Have you noticed there's no commercial for the chicken sandwich?
No need.
There's no need because it's in a frenzy. Man, so, today I come into work.
Killing each other
I come
it.
Into work. Yeah. My homegirl puts me on it, works with us. She's like, yo, Jay, they got it on the Popeye's on 106 on the east side, 3rd Avenue. She's like, you could Uber Eats it from here. I'm like, I bet, cool, whatever the case may be. So you can't order the sandwich by itself on Uber Eats. You got to order a combo meal. So mind y'all, two combo meals. So it's supposed to be two chicken sandwiches, two sides, two drinks, and two apple pies. So, you know, we order it. And now it's taking forever. It took already like 40 minutes for it just to even fucking get here. Whatever.
Yo,
the case,
you, when y'all called on the phone, did y'all speak to the black chick from the commercials?
I wanted to fight her. Like, if I see her, so whatever. So now we getting busy, whatever the case may be. We doing what we got to do. So I gave him my phone. I'm like, yo, here, go pick it up, whatever the case may be. So he like, I bet I'm going to go pick it up. When he comes back, my nigga, there's only an apple pie and a chicken sandwich in the bag.
Talk about it.
Yo, my man, I was so frustrated. Yo, like, William almost beat the shit out the Uber driver.
Food.
Yo, my man, I was... Yo, Popeye's is the devil.
Yo, like, but the people need to say what I believe is that Sundell was delivering it, he ate it. Yo, he murdered your joint.
Nah, he ate it on the way over here. Like, he had to.
There's no way for you to report that, for you to get your money back.
Nah, I've reported it. So they was like, we're going to refund you. I think everything came out to like $30. They was like, we're only going to refund you like $27 because you got one chicken sandwich and one pie.
Give him unlimited business.
And I'm like,
for
yo, my
day.
Man, like, he's like, you got to wait for 3 to 4 business days. I'm like, let me tell you something. Who's going to feed us right now? Like, we hungry. He was like, yo. I was so upset. I don't even know what the chicken sandwich tastes like because I was so mad. Like, I didn't eat like that. You know what I'm saying? So now that we're doing this, we definitely didn't get nothing to eat. We here doing the podcast. So it's like, you know what I mean?
Yo, but shout out to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A never lets you down. You know what I mean? From Jesus. Never.
I've never had that.
Never.
I never had Chick-fil-A neither.
What the fuck is going on here?
Yo, you know what I'm saying?
Chick-fil-A.
Never had Chick-fil-A.
You live in a world. Like,
I need you to talk a little louder, though. I need you to come in and talk a little louder.
So did you get the spicy or the regular?
I don't know what the fuck I got. I was so disappointed that shit didn't even have the Cajun sauce, my man. Like, that shit was just straight trash. Like it was horrible. It was worse than whack sex. It was worse than getting your dick sucked by someone that doesn't know how to suck dick. You know when you get in hair and you got to pretend like you're like, oh, get off. Oh, come on, I love you.
I don't know if I pretend. I mean, I scream in pain. Like, no, don't, stop.
Holding on like this. Don't do it. Ay, my boots. So, you know. So we're like kind of like deflecting off that we have a guest because she's kind of shy. She's sipping water. Like, we even made her take off her sweater because she looks like she's sweating.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, cooking under pressure, huh?
So it being, you're a Latin woman, right? You're a Latin woman. So we're just going to get into like a topic. And this is like, you know, I'm Latin as well. He's black. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, like, you couldn't bring people of Larry's color to your home, especially as a female. Yeah,
hold on a second. I hate when y'all say color. Just say what you are. If you say color, there's mad dark skin Puerto Rican and Dominican niggas out there. You can't walk in the house with a dark skin Puerto Rican nigga? Like, what?
Number one is I can't walk in with another man to my house. That's number one. Because the bum's going to smoke my boots. That's number one. I can't walk in with another nigga told my, yo, this is me. But, like, I can't do that. So,
yeah, what's up, Dad?
You know, a lot of Hispanic households are racist. Believe it or not, we know the facts of it. And it's sad to say because, you know, we all black. So, like, I identify myself as a black Latino. I'm just a nigga that speaks Spanish. You know what I'm saying? I know my roots and I identify myself as a black man. But there are ignorant, there are other ignorant households, Hispanic households, that just don't understand their roots and don't understand what they really are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Could you have it in...
Can you what? Come on, go with it. What he wants to know is can you feel like you can have a relationship, right?
With another? Could you bring home a black man?
There you go.
No.
And I need you to speak up on this. Like,
But why? Don't they turn it red right now? What you turning red for?
No, when I laugh, I turn red.
Okay, copy that.
I mean,
a little closer there, again.
Not that I wouldn't. I would, but it won't be accepted.
But why?
Because, like he said, a lot of Hispanic families, including mine, are racist.
Okay, but here's the question here, though, on top of that one. It's only a black dude? Like, could you bring home a white dude? Could you bring home an Asian
Absolutely,
dude?
Absolutely, you could bring a white dude.
So you could bring a white dude home.
But hold on. But how about Asian? How about if you used to bring Larry home and say he was Dominican?
Get back.
She said Asian.
Cuban.
It depends what side. Because, again, I'm half and half. So my Dominican side might be okay with it if you were Dominican dark skin, not if you were black. Because if you were African American,
no, it still not. But oh wait, what I'm saying? So, but what if I was Asian? You could bring home a Chinese dude.
I don't know. I feel like those still look at me sideways.
Yo,
like what the fuck is this?
So who would be your pops? That would be obviously he'd be the forefront against.
No,
this,
honestly,
right?
My father doesn't like any race.
I don't know her parents.
Okay.
But I guarantee you, it wouldn't be her pops to be as, because her pops is more likely to be like, I just care that he treats my daughter right,
Absolutely
no matter what
not.
Creed he is. Wait. But I'm sure her mom is the one that's gonna be making side comments. Like, it's the mom that always makes little jabby side comments.
In my family, it's the opposite.
All right, it'd be your pops straight up.
My mom is like, oh, it doesn't matter, or she'll she'll get used to it eventually.
It's the side jokes that you gotta deal with, because I know I had to kind of get, and not from my mom, I had to get backlash from other people in my family when I got Nene pregnant, when I was having Kiana. And at 15, you know what I'm saying?
Yours was kind of a little bit more complicated.
So for me to like to take that at 15, like obviously I'm not the adult I am now at 15. So for me to have to take them side comments, like, oh, you messed up the race. You couldn't better the race. You could. And this, I mean, these are like from, mind you, like my uncles are your skin complexion. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on a second. So but let me ask you another question though to tag on top of that. If you came home with a black dude, right? But let's just say he had bread. Like he was a big time lawyer. Not even famous, but a big time lawyer. He got his own law firm. Fares is making 500 plus a year. He got a nice car, big house. Now he walks into your house. Is he getting accepted or is he not?
Nope.
Let her answer. We already know what's going on in your house. You can't bring home no dudes. We know that already. no dudes allowed in your crib. Money or not.
I mean, my father, it wouldn't matter to him. He doesn't have a problem, but again, he doesn't want us to mix with them in that way. My mom.
In other words, she can't breed with a black man. Like, she
can't get her boots smoked.
She can get her boots smoked personally.
Right.
Like, they don't care. They don't care what she do sexually. But to bring Sundula home, to bring son at the baby shower, and it looks like a fucking Klan meeting now because he's the only black person there, that's a problem. That's gonna be like, yo, he not speaking Spanish. He not speaking Spanish. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? It's sad, but it happens in Spanish and not only Spanish households. I think it happens in a lot of households. But I think us Spanish people are more open to just let you know we don't like you because you're black.
I still just, this is weird to me that still happens in this current age right now. Because I can see that happening.
You know
happening.
What it is? You
I can
didn't
see that happening in your father's age.
Hold on, you never experienced that when you was in 30-30?
What do you mean?
You telling me you never experienced that when you was in 30-30?
I don't get it. What do you mean?
When you was in T-Bout. When you was growing up in T-Bout.
Because you said 30-30. I'm like, what the hell are you saying 30-30
for? Is it
30-30-33? No, it's 3-3-3. Throw me the fuck off.
Yeah, you know what the fuck I meant.
I did experience that because my first girlfriend, she was actually Puerto Rican, but she was my complexion. Her whole family, except for her mother, her father looked like he could be straight African. And so all three of them, her and all three of her sisters were my complexion. Mm-hmm. And his mother was darker than me. Like, she was straight black. But she didn't want to see me. When they brought me over to the house, she wanted no parts of me. Because she said, I'm a black dude.
Wow.
And he knew about it. He kept it a buck. And he was just like, yo, you know, we have our African ancestry and we know what stuff is. But he just said, you know what I mean? Like, they just kind of beat it into your brain that African Americans are bad. Like, so before you even get over here. That's why I said it's weird to me still at this level now. The other levels, I can see it. Because it was still pumped out their heart. People seem to forget that we only 50, 60 years from Jim Crow. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
from segregation period.
Exactly. Like, so it's not that long. So I get it when people do that. But it's like, it's weird to me. Like, it won't happen now. It shouldn't happen now. Like, for instance.
Would you be upset if T.T. brought home a Spanish man?
No, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care. As long as he treats her right. Because we don't look at it. We don't look at it that way. As African-American households, we don't, because of being ostracized for so long. We never view it as that. You may get clowned, we may crack jokes on you, but you know what I mean, it's not anything to be malicious. It's just the sense of saying, okay, you with this dude,
me personally, like, I've never had preference.
You look at shit on a finance.
I never had preference in race. Like, if it's something that you have that I like and I want, that's what I'm going for at that moment. You know what I'm saying? You could be white, black, Asian, you know, Spanish, whatever. You could be a fucking Martian. If I'm fucking feeling you, I'm gonna fuck you. Like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's that simple. You know what I'm saying? I've never been one to stick to one kind of race. You know what I'm saying? I don't deal with black women now, because since 2010, just, like, no black girl wants me. You know what I'm saying? After 2010, like, I went out of style for black women.
Yeah, but you have to understand something. You know what I'm saying? You're not alone in that situation. Technically speaking,
no, because once purple came into the picture, like, I was out of the picture.
I fell into that light skin
brown.
You kind of got to look at the way history is. Everybody likes to dabble, and they've always liked to dabble. It's always been considered taboo.
Yeah, I've been trying to fuck a black girl since 20.
I got white in my family. It wasn't voluntary. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. So they just kind of, they got mixy with it.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is, I'm not, like, I can't get a black girl to date me if I try my life. Like, I've been trying to date a black girl for 9 years. Yeah,
so what you're saying is, they might fuck you, but they won't date you.
No. I haven't even got lucky to have sex with a black girl. Last time I had sex with a black girl, I've been in any kind of situation with a black girl, was 2010. Like, I want black cutty. Like, I told you this the other day. I was like, yo, I think my next girlfriend's gonna be black. Like, I want a crazy black girl. That's what I want. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So have you ever dated? I mean, obviously you haven't brought him home, but did you ever date a black guy?
I've dated half. And when my father found out, right?
Half breed? What was he, a zebra?
Half.
What was he, a zebra? Fuck, was he? Oh,
half and half.
She dated a Manasi.
What the fuck is a Manasi? What is that? No, he was black and Dominican.
He was just black, because, like, Dominicans are black, like.
Yeah, but I think when they thought he was just Dominican, it was all right. My father's not Dominican, but I guess he figured
he's a bad bunny.
Your father's Puerto Rican, and your mother's Dominican.
Yes. But I guess he figured, since this is the environment, the neighborhood you live in, so obviously you're gonna date Dominicans. But once he found out he was black, he came home that day. He was like, what did I do to deserve this? Blah, blah.
What kind of Django Unchained shit was that?
And I was just in shock, like, what?
He was sick.
Yo, he got on his Candyland shit. He like a nigga on a high horse. Nigga in the big house.
My God.
Like, what? Mm. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, but he got over it after a few. But I was just in shock. Like, you didn't know this? I could have sworn you knew this. But, yeah, to this day, he just says he doesn't want us to date them. But at the end of the day, if I like what I like, he's just going to have to accept it or not. But I feel like it's not, it's
you know,
not
going
to be something where they're going to, like, X me out of the family or, like, not talk to me. It's not
you're
going to,
like, whatever you got
to
do.
When my family is not as serious to that, you know, it's not, it doesn't go to that extreme.
That's so weird.
I do know.
Don't Dominicans and Puerto Ricans be having, like, low-key beef with each other, too? Yes. So how did that even work?
Because that's what makes a relationship hotter.
Yeah.
You're saying, as a Puerto Rican I could, you know, I understand what her dad went through. As a Puerto Rican man, being able to dominate a Dominican woman, like, all that shit y'all talk about us. Because Dominican women dog Puerto Rican men. Mm. Yo, all we do is coke. We crackheads. We don't know how to cook. We don't know how to do this. We don't know how to do that. There's always a stigma with us. But now when we get one pregnant, it's like, what happened to all that shit you was talking about? What now? This wag, this Puerto Rican nigga, you got that baby in your belly. You let this nigga shoot up your club. You know what I'm saying? So I know exactly. I know exactly what he went through. You know what I'm saying? I understand that.
Because my grandma didn't want my mom. The first thing she told my mom was, don't get involved with a Puerto Rican man. She didn't like that. She didn't, but she realized that my father's a good man, and that's that. But it's happening a lot now. There's a lot of Dominicans dealing with Puerto Ricans.
You know, I would love
somebody had beef in the beginning.
I would love an insight from a Dominican right now, but
a Dominican man or woman?
No, I would love an insight from a Dominican woman right now, but it's like too bad we don't.
Well, you know how that works. You know what I'm saying? Maybe next time.
I would love the insight of a Dominican woman, like to feel like, because you know Dominican women tend to bash Puerto Rican men. You know what I'm saying? We ain't shit. We no good. We all do is drugs. We on welfare. We don't know how to cook. We don't know how to this. But when we get a Dominican woman pregnant, it's like, what's all that shit you was talking about? You let me hit it raw. Now you have a baby. What happened? Now you have a little one went, brrr, what's the problem?
But I hear that Puerto Rican men are good. So
we're very romantic and we're very passionate. Like, we're very passionate.
What do you mean by you here?
I've never dated a Puerto Rican.
She dates black men. She dates Dominican men. She just
oh, so you only date Dominican dudes.
No, that's not true.
How's that working out for you, man?
You know what I'm saying? I guess the rumor's true. You know what I mean?
No. I've never dated a full Dominican.
Where you finding all these half and halfs at?
I don't know. Everybody's half and half nowadays.
Are you going to the store? Like, you getting these niggas like you getting your half and half milk. Like, let me get this nigga, Puerto Rican, mix this little thing right here.
Nobody is one full breed nowadays. I mean, there are. But a lot of people are mixed nowadays.
Any black women that do listen to the show, I am looking for a black girlfriend. Like, I'm taking applications. Like, anybody, please, I just haven't dealt with a black woman since 2010. I don't understand why. I went to a venue on Friday. I can't say what venue I went to on Friday. But I went to a venue on Friday, and I was like, damn, like, I really like black women. Oh, my God, her body looks so smooth. I just wanted to dip her skin in milk. Like, she looked at that good. Like, I wanted to dip her like a little cookie and just eat her. Like, oh, my
God. You're horny right now.
I'm horny. Like, I'm the celibacy shit being
booed right now. Like.
Yeah, but I'm talking about black women. You light-skinned pink. Like, don't worry about it. Like, we can only dip you in water, baby. We can't dip you in milk. So, back to the questions at hand. So, you know, one of my, besides this Popeye frenzy shit and now, you know, interracial dating, and obviously if you're black, you can't go to Princess D's house because you'll get lynched. But
that's not true.
Now, you can go there. She's just trying to say you can't go there arm in arm and be like, yo, dad, what's up?
Yeah, so.
I threw the ring on it.
When I saw him at first, it might be a little uncomfortable. It might have a phase, but that's it.
I believe all that shit really relies on finance, because I do honestly believe if you walked in the house,
don't even get me started with finance. Because if I was to get the house, I was going to be living there for the next 10 years by myself. All right? So don't even start fucking finances,
all
right?
Here we go.
All right?
I'm going to step off for a second. Hey, yo, folks, listen. Don't pay no attention to that, man. He's stressed right now. He's stressed, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. But like I was saying, I truly believe that if you came home with a black dude, he could be black at night.
I would have had to live in but the house by myself till someone's 20 years old. And then we would have got comfortable with the whole situation.
But if dude pulled up like it, And dude popped up like in a Maybach, you know what I'm saying? Fans got all this, that, and third. All that color shit goes out the window.
Nah, but let's say like Fab was Scoop Her, right? Like Fabulous the rapper. Like her shoes be like, but daddy, he's Dominican. Like I know he's black, but he's half Dominican. His name is John. There will be an excuse. There will be an excuse for like for it to be accepted. You know what I'm saying?
What's up? Everything's all right?
But my father, like I said, my father's not Dominican. Okay. He doesn't like anything. Right. He don't like Dominicans. He got something to say about every race. So there's times where I'm like, what do you like?
There be fathers too though, because they're just so protective over their daughters.
Yeah, I just think the only thing
I threaten my daughter with is I tell her whatever your boyfriend wants to do to you, I want to do to him. You take it how you want it, but just know whatever he want to do to you, I want to do to him. See how he likes that. So it just evens out the playing field from him ever playing himself. Or even trying to disrespect her or trying anything crazy. He just know this nigga, whatever I'm willing to do to her, he's willing to do to me.
He'll still do it.
That's all right, and I'm still do him.
Yeah, they don't listen. They just don't listen. Kids nowadays, they don't.
It's worse every year.
So back to like topics that we fell off in the last few segments. So I had a friend. So I don't know about everybody that's sitting here today, but I think I'm the only one experienced in this field. So threesomes, right? So I've had several. So for me to have several and be a fat guy, that's like a plus. That's like finding, I don't know, like an albino.
Let the record show, I haven't had any.
That's what I'm saying. I'm the only one in this table that's had several. So, you know what I'm saying? There's rules and ways to do these things. Go ahead, put your face, because I'm going to dog you after this. So you want to put your faces, look at your home, girl. Welcome to the terror dome.
Continue on.
So I think there's rules and regulations on how to do certain things. Mm-hmm. And I think as the female, if that's what you want to do, if you want to bring another female into the bed, but you should have full control of it. So you should decide who we fuck. You should decide what the rules are. So the only rule I have to abide by is just to know if we're going to bring her with us to the bed, she is our toy. And we're running a train on her. She's here for our pleasure. She is our toy. She is just disposable, that simple. Like, all right, you got to go now. You know what I'm saying? Those are just rules. And I'm sure there's certain other things that apply by the threesome regulations. But me personally, like, if we're going to do this, we're a team, right? So we're like the Mr. and Mrs. whatever. You know what I mean? We're the dream team of this. So we have to work the same way. So in a way now, when we go into her... and to invade her privacy and invade her private areas, me and you got to work as a team. So you have to promote me to be that nigga, to make her feel as comfortable. Like, oh, I want to see what she's having to see if this nigga is the real deal Holyfield. Which, guys, is not as hyped up to be. And I know for someone that's had them and other people that hasn't, it's kind of selfish for me to say. But it is a lot of work due to the fact that when your girl does promote you to another woman and she's like, you that nigga and you can fuck, you can do this, you can make out, you can eat pussy, you can do all these things. The pressure's on you now because that girl's going to want you to perform to that expectation because of what your homegirl is promoting to her. You know what I'm saying? You can't come into this situation and just give whack dick. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, and now your homegirl looking at you like, Missy, you was lying because your two-pump chump came in 2 minutes, gave me the best 2 inches of my life, and I don't know what you're talking about. So how do you feel about that? Would you ever... Yeah, you, young lady, you that's getting red and laughing and people barely hear you. Like, how would you feel about bringing another woman into your bed, into your terror dome, into your space, sharing your significant other?
No, thank you.
But why?
I'm not about that. I'm too territorial, too selfish, too. I don't like to share. What's mine is mine, and that's that.
What if your man offered to like say let's have one? What if he said it's his birthday? This is what he really wants. Such and such and such. No.
You have all your fun prior to you getting with me. Do your threesomes. Do your
no. But see, this is not what you're doing for me. Is you're allowing me to ask you so many more questions. You're opening Pandora's box, right?
Oh, wow.
So this is the problem, and this is... So at work, when you guys don't perform, you guys get written up. And any job that we have, you get written up. You don't do something on that computer, you get written up. I don't put something back in the ED, I get written up. These are things that we got penalized for. I need you to start treating me like your fucking job. And know that when you don't do something wrong, you're going to get penalized. Treat me like you're on your last fucking written warning and treat me with some fucking respect. Mm. So if I want something, give it to me. So I need you to bear the fuck down. Huh? Bear the fuck down and do what I ask you to. Because in your job, you would have got fired. Don't get fired for me because I'm not going to lay you off. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go get a part-time job somewhere else. Nike, and I'm going to fill in them hours and I'm Nike just going to do check. It. But now...
Even if you do have the threesome, they'll still go.
Good rebuttal. Good rebuttal.
Whose team are you on?
I'm like, on nobody's team. Like, I never had a threesome. If you feel like
you need to ask me for a threesome... Obviously, something is not working.
But why can't we keep the spice in this relationship? Why is it not that we can't do? And I want to share this with
you.
I'm tired of fucking you on top of the wall. I want to fuck someone else on top of the wall as you fucking cheer me on as I'm fucking her brains up. But me knowing you that this is a physical thing, but I still love you. See, now you're fired. I gotta go per diem somewhere else.
What if you came home and he had one of the fake butts from Romantic Depot? He was smashing out the fake plastic ass cheeks. Like you walked in the house and you see him thrusting. He's mad hard. He's like, oh. What would you do then? Technically speaking,
walk right out.
Like that shit would creep you out like that. Yeah. Like he's plowing that plastic down. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
But because you didn't allow me to have a threesome now.
That's not even cheating though. Technically, it's too weird.
It's not cheating. You wouldn't allow your man to have a plastic doll? Because if I don't care.
If he wants a doll, okay, because it's like a female with a little doll. It's a toy.
Okay.
That's his toy. Mm-hmm. Cool, whatever.
All right, so see, I'm into kinky shit.
You just said you get ready to walk out the door, you see him coming and smashing your cheeks.
For the first time, if I didn't know about it or whatever, and I walk in and I see
check
it.
This out. He goes to catch 22. I'm into kinky shit, right? I'm into exploring sexually. So you, obviously, women have toys.
Right. And so am I with your partner. All right,
let's bring your toys. Okay, but listen, now let's bring your toys. We could play with your toys, right?
Okay.
And we could do all this freaky, fake hang you off the chandelier, play helicopter man shit, whatever we got to do, right? But I want to bring a toy to the bed. So why am I not allowed to bring her? She's a toy to me. She could be a toy to us. But why you can't accept that? Because it's just physical. I don't love her. We're physically sharing a moment, and we're sharing this together. I don't want to do it behind your back. But now this is what I mean about women and women being selfish. Mm-hmm. I bring this to the table because if you were to act the way you act at your fucking job and even treat me half of that, there wouldn't be a problem in this relationship.
But hold on, because, you know, we get called biased.
No, we are getting called biased.
On this podcast.
Bear the fuck down. You already started wrong. Just bear the fuck down and get it together. You know what I'm saying? If I have to do so much as a man, if I have to cater to you, if I have to buy you flowers, if I have to be the provider, I have to pay the rent, I have to do your hair, I have to take you out to eat, I have to do... Give me a threesome. Because rumor is y'all get nastier when you're happier. So show me. I'm making you happy now. Show me how nasty you could be.
Listen, I agree with you 100%, bro. I'm Team J all day with that.
Thank you.
Let me ask you another question, though. What happens now if you... If you were like, you at a club, right? Mm-hmm. You and your man, you're at a club. And, you know, I guess now girls be giving each other fever. So you got another girl. All of a sudden now, she's up on you. She's this, that, and the third. And it's obvious that she's digging you. Not your man, but she's digging you. And you know women, they shoot their shot too. They don't care whether you with somebody or you not. Mm-hmm. Now, she poses the question like, yo, what's up? Like... So you want to come home with me? You can bring your man, such and such and such and such and such. But technically speaking, she wants you. What would you do?
I wouldn't be interested.
You know what?
I've never been interested in another female.
Okay, now I respect it completely. I'm just asking all the things that
if I have the curiosity and stuff and all, then maybe. But that's just never been me.
Cool.
And I don't feel like I'm hanging out in the club or whatever. Yes. I can have fun or whatever, but I don't feel like I'm too approachable anyways. So I don't think a bitch would dare come up to me and be like, oh, I'll look at her sideways. Like, no. So
I think the approachable part we know already about you.
Right. So.
She do 4 bumps inside the bathroom when she come back out. She willing to do anything. She don't care. She shoot a shot. Michael Jordan, game 6. You know what I mean? Like,
well, she will be going home with another couple.
I think that.
I think it also has to do on the person. Like. if you're okay with that and you can go about your day and not think about it and be like, then that's on you. But I'm the type of person where I think too much. And
that.
So yeah, I think about things too much and it just would bother me. And then it's like, oh, is he gonna want another one? Is this gonna be an off a thing, you know, a thing that's gonna be constant? So no, I'm good. I'd rather not open that up.
Yeah,
for it to be a problem later on.
Different strokes for different folks. I can dig it. I can dig it. I mean, like I said, it's up to the person. Because you got other people that be like, they into swinging and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's a real preferred type of situation. Yeah. So, you know.
If that's what y'all do, then hey, but that's just not my thing.
Because you always get posed. Because you always get posed with the, you always get posed with the opposite question to that. What women like to always do is, oh, okay, if you want two women, then what happens? So then let's bring another man into it. And then it's always going to be a no.
Mm-hmm.
100 to 100 is always gonna be a no,
right.
Unless son is on some real, like, I don't know, some freaky kind
of. So why I gotta bend backwards? Be like, okay, let me put my pride aside and bring a bitch for this nigga, and then it's like,
yeah, because I mean, what I get. Let's flip the question in reverse. So would you have a threesome with it be two guys?
All right, so if, wait.
Hey, your shorty, you and your shorty
so
at the club.
So why can't he get fired? Why? Oh, because the girl didn't do it. Now she gets fired. Like, no, fuck you. Like, that's something you would know about me from the jump. I'm not into that. That's that. If not, you don't
and,
like it,
and
then
that's, and that's cool.
Keep it pushing.
And that's, but now if the fire dies out, and I'm just theoretically, I mean, I'm just theoretically speaking now. If the fire dies out, and I'm giving you different options for us to rekindle this, and then you're not.
It depends
really
how badly I want to rekindle it. If I don't give a fuck, then I'm not rekindling shit. Mm. But it depends. Like, if
oh, she got spicy. Like, I felt she just stared into my soul when she said that. Like,
she stirred that whole pot. Like, chili.
It depends.
Cayenne,
like,
peppers.
Obviously, I wouldn't know. I have to be in that situation. Same thing with a lot of things, but depends on the situation. Depends how badly I want to rekindle this. And how I feel it's gonna affect us later on. Because what's the point of doing it? And then it's just might fuck us up even more. So that was done for nothing.
So basically, what do you consider deal breakers in a relationship? Like, well, like, give me your top five things that you would end a relationship for. End. Like,
cheating.
End. Okay.
Physical abuse.
Okay.
What, not pulling your hair doesn't count?
No, not when it comes to that. But, like, obviously. The known physical abuse.
She's talking about upset of Steven Seagal in the bedroom and he just clothesline her and shit while she's walking in with
constant,
a bowl of cereal.
Like, all kinds of verbal, mental, like all types of that. But I feel like those take a little time compared to like the physical.
No, I'm talking about like what's a deal breaker? Like, you walked in, you go, oh hell no.
Like, obviously, if you called me, like if you walked in the room and called me sucking a dick, obviously that's like a deal breaker right there.
Yeah,
you know
but
what
I mean, that,
like,
but that qualifies under cheating. So you said cheating.
I'm like, look, honey, I love
just
you.
You. That's a deal breaker right there.
Mm-hmm.
So what is something else? Like I said, give me a top five.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've always had those two. I feel like everything else I can work with or I can. I feel like we're communicating.
What do you consider cheating? Because I have I have different definitions of cheating. So like physically, like
physical
I don't
cheating.
I don't have
that
to,
would be a deal breaker.
I don't have to penetrate you for me to be cheating because I could cheat. I could cheat on her with you emotionally. You understand? It doesn't have to be a situation where just because I didn't make out with you, just because I didn't fuck you, just something as simple as me and you walking down the street and I'm holding your hand. That's a form of cheating because it's a form of emotion that I share with you. And now I'm sharing this with you. And that to me would be a deal breaker. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I honestly rather catch you making out with a nigga or sucking a nigga's dick. Because that's a physical act. Now, when you giving him something that you give me, like laying down in bed, watching TV, holding hands, that romantic aspect of where it's not even sexual now. It's just that we're enjoying each other's company. That could be cheating as well. Because physically, I could forgive. If you fuck a nigga, I could forgive that. Because it was a physical act. So, I get called biased on this show, but.
No, he's looking at it from a realistic standpoint. Because a lot of people like to come out and always say, oh, if I found out that my girl or my boyfriend cheated on me or something, I'm dead enough. You never know the complexities of a relationship. You don't know what you've invested in it or this, that, and the third. Something may have happened. People got the get backs. You know, when somebody was drunk. Something. It could have been anything around it. But what he's trying to say is, what I feel women do are women put emotions in stuff. So if your woman is cheating on you, she's just not cheating on you like, oh, okay, I was in Miami and I'm far away. So whatever happens, happens. So
it's very hard.
Jamaica or some shit. They calling a dude. They bringing the dude food. There's something that he's doing with him. And it's like,
that your man is not doing. And this is what allows you. Or and vice versa. Like, there's something that you're not doing that leads me to this person. It could be something as simple as that person texting me in the morning and saying, hey, Bobby, how's your day going? Like, I hope, did you eat? Did you have a good day? Another female does that for me, and you're not doing that for me. So I'm going to be attracted to that. That's going to, like, generate my energy that way due to the fact because that's something that you're not giving me. Mm-hmm. And sadly to say, it's a two-way street, and it goes for men and women. And, you know, I don't think we know the severity of a relationship, and we don't know how deep a relationship is until we get into one. And now when things start falling apart, we have this aspect of blaming each other. You know what I'm saying? This is a full-time job. This is you walking in from work, having the worst fucking day of your life, and me listening to you. And no matter how amazing my day was, me not bringing up everything special that happened to me because I want to care about you and I want to know how you feel and I want to hear about your miserable day and I want to rub your feet and make you feel better and know that tomorrow is a better day, no matter how great my day was. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people know how to substitute that. You know what I'm saying? Because technically, if you had the most amazing day, tomorrow you get fucking promoted to director and your significant other is having the worst day in the world, like, that news of you being a director is going to go down the drain because it's not going to have the same effect because now she's having the worst day of her life and now you guys clash heads.
Well, it also depends on who set the news first, because if your partner's saying, hey, I'm so happy this and that happened to me, and you're going to come and ruin it by saying how you had a miserable day, you can't do that either.
You know, so, what's love is me getting them to get a glass of water, but me getting you one as well without having you to ask me. Just me having the sympathy of saying, I'm getting something to drink. Let me just bring her something, whether she wants it or not. Because on my way to the refrigerator, I thought about her. And I wanted to know that she's still special. It's just little things like that. And I think we lose sight of shit like that in relationships. And then maybe because I'm just a hopeless romantic. You know what I'm saying? But I think at my age now, I just came to the point of understanding that I'm going to be alone for a very long time.
I don't know. Right? I just feel like being in a relationship is complex, and I feel like women and men will never truly understand each other because there's always going to be a double standard on the way we feel about things, no matter what.
And it's just
you can do what you do, but I can't do what you do, and vice versa. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what always gets me mad. What gets me mad is when women will say, you'll have a girlfriend, and she'll say, oh, you shouldn't be talking to this female. You shouldn't be having a conversation with this female, or you shouldn't be doing something with a certain female, but then in turn, we'll have that same conversation with that female, and then say, oh, but I'm not doing anything with him. I'm not allowing it to go anywhere. But it's like, okay, but in contrast, if I'm having that same conversation, why is it I'm being accused of being a dog, or being accused of doing this, that, and the third? That dude that you're talking to, is he not also a dog? Because he knows you in a relationship, he's having the same conversation with you, so then what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if a woman gets caught cheating, she doesn't want to be with you anymore. Why does she not want to be with you anymore? Because women know how to not get caught. They're very good with hiding all their shit. So if they get caught with something, that means that they are blatantly doing it in your face. That means now that they don't care.
Or not even blatantly.
Guys, on the other hand, we move completely different. We're very one-tracked. And it's easy to catch us with everything. We go for the cheese. Like, no matter what. Like, oh, okay. And we'll stick our hand in it. Women know how to go around, configure this way, put another cheese in.
This is why we get confused with certain things, though. And it's, women can't just accept the fact how simple we are mentally. And it'd be days that we'd be staring into nothing. I wonder what bitch you thinking about. You so deep in thought. Nah, I'm literally just looking at the wall and thinking about nothing. And I don't think they understand our complexity. We're so simple. But in the retrospect, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And we never going to understand each other. But what we got to do is find the in-between, that path to where do we understand each other. We have to have a meeting ground where I'm never going to understand you 100%. Neither are you going to understand me 100%. But we have to find this plateau, this even field, where we're just going to have an understanding on how this is going to work. I'm saying, I think once you...
Communication.
Communicate. Once you find that, it's just the simplicity of everything. And life is so simple. I'm saying, once we figure that out, it's easier said than done. Because I haven't found shit out yet. I'm still trying to figure out my way. You know what I'm saying? In every aspect of life, everything I do. But just figuring out that path, especially on a relationship, makes things so much better.
Have you ever, Princess D, gotten back with an ex before? Like, suppose you, and I'm not talking about like the bullshit couple of months relationship. I'm talking about somebody that you was in a full-fledged relationship with. For whatever reason, y'all broke up, whatever happened, we won't get into that part. But did you ever get back with, I'm not talking about just sleeping. I'm talking about in a situation where he came into you and said, you know, let's give this another try.
Niggas is having stays over and shit? Like bananas and pajamas? Why?
Because I'm the type, like, when I'm done with someone, I am done. Because I feel like, before me pulling the plug on something, I've tried and given my all to it, and then it just didn't work out.
Okay.
And then I don't keep in communication with them. Once it's done, it's done.
Okay. I mean, I completely agree, and but I not also on my
feel
fault.
Like if,
when they dead me, they dead me. Yeah. It's over. I've never gotten back with an ex. They're finito with me. They're done. Like, they want no parts of me whatsoever. Never. Never, never, never. What about you, bro?
I'm just a pond. Like, I've realized that I'm just a pond for the next step of your life for what you should get. I think I've just came with just the realization of that. And, like, I'm totally okay with that. Like, I am...
I mean, you should be okay with that, though.
No, right. I am.
That's what I was going to say.
That just sounds really weird to me.
It does sound weird, but you know my... Like, because you want me to get into it. And
you just opened it, bro. Like, you literally just opened the door.
Talk about this pond.
Yeah. You opened the door and walked right into it now.
I just feel that, you know, I don't... Maybe... Maybe the person that I thought was the love of my life ain't the love of my life. And maybe at this point...
Clearly, that person's not.
And maybe at this point, I just... You know, I gotta find that, you know what I'm saying?
Find what?
I don't know. I can't say find love, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know when love is going to come to you.
So you don't accept yourself as being a pawn?
I don't. I say that on purpose to you know, to move certain pieces on my chessboard. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't play checkers, I play chess. But, you know what I'm saying? It's knowing yourself and knowing your worth. And I don't think I found anyone that knows my worth yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty fucking dope. I think I'm pretty fucking dope. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're dope.
But do you know your worth?
I do know my worth. Because if not, I would not have been in the same situation I was in the past. But I think when you grow from it, you have growth and you understand what to accept and what not to accept from a certain situation and push yourself away from it before it comes and before it happens. Like, never let the veil be put over your face. You know what I'm saying? So once you realize that and you can see that coming and you okay with whatever circumstances are going to happen from this because you know something is just not going to go right, then you're okay. You know what I'm saying? And I just, I can't rush anything. You know what I'm saying? Whether I end up with someone or not, or I be alone, I'm perfectly fine with that. You know what I'm saying? I've never been one to stress getting with a shorty. You know, I am a big nigga, cool, but I have more game than fucking Parker Brothers. And I'm just dripped with swag. You know what I'm saying? Like, any given Sunday, whoever she is, she could get back.
Just in case you didn't know, drip means, what does that mean again?
Drip means swag, just your way of being. You know what I'm saying? I just think I'm a pretty cool dude. You know what I'm saying? So for me to settle for anything less than what I bring to the table, because people be like, what do you bring to the table? I am the whole fucking table. You know what I'm saying? That is my mindset right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am the fucking table.
Good. So now you know your worth and you know what you will not accept anymore.
I didn't know the meaning of that. I didn't know the meaning of that term. You know, my boy Choo Choo always kept telling me, know yourself, know your worth. You a king. Know yourself, know your worth. And I couldn't sink in because I was in a situation where I was blinded by so many things that I couldn't allow myself to see my worth. You know what I'm saying? I was just a stick in the mud and I had no idea. You know what I'm saying? I was with the short end of the stick thinking, trying to look at the bigger picture of something, waiting for something to open up, which is something that was never going to happen. You know what I mean? So with that being said, like, as you get older and start knowing what you bring to the table, you know what I mean? You find out, like, yo, I'm pretty dope fucking dude, my man. Like, I'm all right. You know, I'm funny. I'm kind of good looking. I'm a solid 2. I'm tall. Like, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a bad person. You know what I'm saying? I hope there's someone out there that one day could appreciate me. But until then, I'm at where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm okay with that. Like, we had this conversation in the house before we did the last podcast.
Copy that.
We were born alone. We're going to die alone. And even if your family dies next to you while you're dying, you're taking that next step by yourself. You know what I'm saying? So me being by myself right now, me not being able to give someone a morning text, me not being able to noodle on those things, that doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me. You know what I'm saying?
You'll get used to it.
Don't touch me like that, please. It's been a while. Don't do that. But yeah, it's just, you know, knowing your worth. And I think just knowing my worth now and who I am, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting a little too old for this game. I really want to come home to somebody. It's just that simple. I want to come home to somebody. So, like, I just want to be able to come home to somebody.
You want to come home to somebody soon?
Ay, bendito. So sad.
Yeah.
Travel.
It's about
stuff.
That time. Mm-hmm.
We have a silent guest. I'm just giving her the evil eye, but we have a silent guest.
In a year and a half.
You said we have a silent guest.
We have a silent guest, but I'm not gonna force her to say anything, but you know, and they gotta accept my 270s being cooked that have holes in them. Like, I'm not trading these shits in. Like, I'm not trading my 270s in for nothing. Like, they got to accept that I got 270s with holes in them. They're so fucking comfortable. Like, I'm not getting rid of these shits. Like, I work in my Jordans and my feet be bleeding. Like, I don't need that in my life. Like, you have any questions for us? Anything, like, you want to push a button and any of us too? Like, feel free. This is, like, this is the judgment-free zone and we're, like, open book. So anything that you want to ask will be answered freely. Because you've just been doing a lot of giggling and laughing.
Here's a shot.
You are a liar.
Yeah, it's your shot.
So when do you guys know when enough is enough? Instead of staying in a toxic relationship.
So, all right.
Or going back and forth.
So this is, like I said, it's easier said than done in a lot of things that we do and say, right? So we know the situation is toxic. But it's something about that toxic situation that we love. And for some reason, toxic situations come with the best fucking of your life. Because the hate that you have for that person, because hate is pretty much love. Like, for you to hate someone, at some point, you had love for them. You know what I'm saying? So when a relationship is toxic, to me, that's when the best sex comes out. Like, you guys are trying to prove something sexually. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, when we in a toxic relationship, I'm trying to fuck the shit out of you so crazy. Because I'm telling you, I dare you go get basic cable dick. This is Fios. This is what I got right here is Fios. Now, I dare you go get basic tape.
I mean, I look at it kind of like, what's the whole general basis of your relationship? Meaning that, okay, you got to weigh out your pros and your cons. So you got to say, all right. Your person you're with does this, does this, does this, does this, does this. But then these are the things that aggravate me. These are the things that I can't take no more. These are the things that are not being fixed. Mm-hmm. You know? And then it's always just a give and take. So, you know, whatever you give in a relationship is what you're going to get back. So it's real hard when people say, everybody says it's always easier to just break them and walk away and all this other stuff, but
I think
there's so many things that come into play with those type of situations.
This is what I always tell you, that we don't know how to accept the fact that we all come with an expiration date. And that's even you sitting in front of me. Like, we're friends now, you know what I'm saying? We talk, we chill, probably chilled outside of our situation a few times. Mm-hmm. But I could stop talking to you tomorrow and vice versa. But I can't get mad because you weren't meant to be in my life forever. And I have to take everything that's good from it. So anything good that you showed me from this situation, I have to take from it. I just can't hold on to the bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all come from with an expiration date, and we don't know how to let things go. Because we don't like losing time. And that's one thing. So let's say you're in a relationship for 3 years with someone. That's 3 birthdays, 3 New Years, 3 Christmases, 3 anniversaries, 3 everything that you lost. And then at some point, you're going to feel like, damn, I could have shared this time with someone else that would have appreciated it. And when you don't get that time back, that's when the regretment sets in. And then you don't want to let it go because now you think, well, maybe we need a little push. maybe if we do this a little different, we could do this. And it's that trying to hold on to something that is just broken. You know what I'm saying? Anything that needs more than 3 Band-Aids is an ER visit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't be poolside with 7 Band-Aids on your toes. Mommy, go to the hospital. Go get stitches. Like, your foot is falling off. Like, what's going on? Yeah.
I don't.
There's a lot of situations where it's like, it's more bad than good. Or I'm more miserable than I'm happy. And we still decide to stay there. And I think it's because we just don't know how to let things go.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
But misery loves company. You know what I'm saying? Misery loves company.
You become complacent and you become complacent where you're
at. So someone becomes such a daily routine in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
You get used to it and you don't want to, you know, you want to smell their stinky socks. You want to be around them. You get used to this person so much and certain things that you wouldn't tolerate in a normal relationship that you tolerate with this person is because you're in love with them. And it's just that simple. So, you know what I mean? I don't even know what to say, Jurassic Park, but.
I just look at it like, yo.
But like I always tell you, though, it's how rumors get started.
Somebody makes
a little bit of noise.
So, from a female's point of view, right? Mm-hmm. Would you say that in relationships, the same advice that you were given that you would pass on to your daughter or your son when they get older, if you had children, or if and when?
The same advice that was given to me?
Yeah.
Honestly speaking, no one has ever really given me advice. I just learn things out of experience.
Oh, so you never like had a conversation with your mother about relationships or your pops about relationships?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, my mom saw certain things in my past because I only had 2 relationships. Mm-hmm. One, I was a kid. One, an adult relationship that wasn't great. And that she would see certain things and give her opinion. But at the time, it wasn't like, oh, let me sit down and tell you this, that, and no. It was just like an opinion. And of course, at the time, I didn't want to hear it. I didn't agree with her, and it wasn't taken kindly. But, you know.
Okay, cool.
Well, you know me. I tend to wrap it up around this time anyway. Princess D. I don't know why we call you Princess, because you're the...
You know why. Don't play with me.
Mm. Don't talk to me like that. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Heavy wears the crown, bro.
You see, this is how rumors get started. Then the listener hears this, and they think that I got a thing for this young lady. Like, but that's not even the case.
That's exactly how rumors get started.
Somebody makes a little bit. Listen, I am celibate and single and looking for a black woman. Mm. Anyway, yeah. Chocolate chip. Mm, I just want to dip it in milk. But do you want any shout-outs before we close out the segment?
No, I'm good.
No shouts out. Green, any shouts out for you?
Actually, I want to give a shout out. I hope everything is all right with Kevin Hart. I heard that he got into like a bad car accident today, like a major back injury type shit.
Wow, like that was deep. Like when he signs us to LOL, his company, then we give him a fucking shout out.
Nah.
But until then, like, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here.
How many times you're making jokes with me like this in a wheelchair? Like, who knows?
Nah, you know, prayers go out to Kevin Hart. I'm sure he's going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully it's not a devastating injury. But I'm sure he's going to recoup from this and he'll be all right. I'm going to give a shout out to my guest, Princess D. I'm going to give a shout out to my homegirl, Christine and Baggy. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to them. You know what I mean?
What about Popeyes? You want to give a shout out to Popeyes?
Popeyes could suck my whole dick upside down. Shout out to all my peoples at work. Shout out to
what about Uber Eats?
Can you let me finish my shout out, cocksucker?
Let me forget that.
You know, shout out to everybody at the job.
Shout out to your chicken sandwich.
Shout out to everybody that you know, promotes us. Everybody that listens. You know, we really appreciate you. The fact that you take the time out to listen to us and all that. And shout out to one of our viewers from Atlanta. So shout out to you, Jay. Shout out to you for always, you know, DMing me, asking how's Larry doing, how I'm doing. You know, shout out to you, bro. We miss you. We appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? We got to link up. Maybe one day we take the show to Atlanta. You already know what it is, boy. You know.
Expeditiously.
Yeah. Thank you for coming back to our living room. Secret location. This is 2017, the Medellin. Peace.